Bullying in schools, it's an issue that sometimes can have powerful repercussions. Now we're hearing about bullying related to kids' health issues. A child is allergic to peanuts, maybe, or milk or gluten, and they get picked on for that or for being overweight. It's a health issue, but also a parenting education issue as well. Joining us to chat about this, Deborah Kos, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. Good afternoon, Deborah, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Any idea how prevalent this thing is?
Well, you know, they've been doing these studies and taking surveys of kids over the past year or two and finding, you know, with something like allergies, one study that came out this week found that nearly a third of kids who have food allergies say that they were teased or taunted specifically for their allergies this year. Sometimes, you know, they're having kids who are throwing the offending food at them, like a peanut butter sandwich, or, you know, just making fun of them or taunting them or making them feel bad because the school is now peanut-free. With something like obesity, it's really prevalent. I mean, about two-thirds of kids who are overweight, especially those who are at the more extreme end of the weight spectrum, are saying that they're getting bullied, and they're getting bullied for, you know, a year, two, up to 5 years, almost their entire high school sometimes. So it really is a problem, and this surprised me because we are really passing a lot of, you know, pretty much most states have anti-bullying laws now where they're forbidding bullying in schools, forbidding cyberbullying. You know, stopbullying.gov is a great resource for it. And these things are really being implemented. But how effective they are, I think it just takes time to really change the culture in these schools.
Indeed. And I think the authority figures probably don't know. They're not in the room where this is going on, at cafeteria maybe or something. Mom and dad probably don't know as well. Now, you did write in your story that when it comes in particular to the weight issues, that even coaches, gym teachers, even parents sometimes might contribute to the whole idea of bullying, maybe to motivate the child. But obviously, this is going too far over the line.
Absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, there are these well-intentioned adults in these kids' lives who think that, you know, if they put pressure on them, if they taunt them, if they threaten them, cajole them, make them feel bad about their weight, that will help them to, you know, get in shape or stop eating the offending foods. But really, that can backfire. I mean, you know, shame is something that's been shown to actually cause children to eat more or to hide what they're eating and not be open about it. So I think that there does need to be a shift, in how this is approached. And, you know, it is difficult because you don't want to ignore the problem either. If you have an overweight child, you don't want to just pretend that this is not an issue and that this couldn't have health ramifications. But on the other hand, you know, dealing with it in a mean-spirited kind of way is not the solution either.
Exactly. Good, as always, to have your insight on this thing and makes us think about twice what we're saying, really, to our kids and to other people in the world. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
Deborah Kos, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.